Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
You got me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
Some
got me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
Caught me kissing on the counter.
Wasn't me. Even caught me on camera. Honey, get me there. She got me right. She came in with the burn. No.
The girl next door.
Very sexy. Very sexy.
It's music sexy video. Song.
Isn't yeah. it? He was cheating. They were off cheating. Where is he?
Shaggy.
We all know where Shaggy is, but the other fella that's in that, who the fuck is that?
That's Lil Bow Wow.
Who is that? What's
Bow
he
Wow.
at now?
It's Bow Wow.
Let's guess what he's doing now.
Probably.
If he's doing gigs in the academy,
what's
I'm going to throw this.
What's his name?
I don't know. It's Shaggy featuring.
I think it's just his mate. I think it's just like.
Shaggy featuring his mate.
Rick Rock.
Rick Rock.
Rick Rock.
Oh, he does Rick Coin.
Rick Rocks.
Rick Rocks coin.
What's Rick Rock doing now?
Let me find
Do
out.
Do you mean Rick Ross?
No, I don't mean Rick Ross. Rick Ross. I don't mean Rick Ross. I mean Rick Rock.
Milli Vanilli.
Not Milli Vanilli. Rick Rock. The Rock's son.
Oh, I don't know who he is. He's the unflit in the video, isn't he?
The unflit.
He's only a unflit in that.
He's cheating on. He was riding Shaggy's board, kissing her in the shower. It wasn't him.
Was it?
Oh, no. He goes to Shaggy for help.
Because
he's like, Shaggy, you gotta help me. I was with this girl next door, and our fella's
the
home.
Next thing you know,
it wasn't me.
And
it's
he's
just
like,
deny it.
He's trying to prep him to like just say this, like,
yeah.
Imagine
calling your mate saying, I'm after getting caught cheating with the girl next door. Our fella's home. He's gonna dance all over me. What am I gonna do? And the only advice Shaggy has is
just say it wasn't you, like,
wasn't me. But Shaggy, me jocks are in the bathroom. He was all over the place.
Say it wasn't me.
I was in the shower. He caught me kissing in the shower.
People probably use that going forward. Shaggy can you can get away with that.
Set the standards.
Anyway, is there any questions? Because I'm fucking sick of this chat.
Was it last week we talked about the Boyzone documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've clearly inspired someone. So the question is, if you had to be in a cringy 2000s boy band, would you rather be the one who left and had a failed solo career, or the one who came in to replace the guy who left to be a solo artist, but you ultimately couldn't fill his shoes?
No one ever comes in.
I was going to say, does that happen? Was there replacement boy band members?
Like,
no.
Well, in Boyzone, there was more than what there was in the end, like, as we know it.
Well, Mikey Graham, two lads left. There were six lads. Two lads left. They were down to four. And then Mikey Graham came in as the fifth member.
But I think like they weren't known then. Like, you know, that way they were only kind of like starting out. Do you mean like in terms of like a massive successful boy band or band that like replaced the lead singer or something? I don't know if that's happened.
It kind of happens with rock bands. Like a guitarist will come in and, but you know, they'll replace
Nirvana. Are like supposedly they've done one like show, not a show, like just like one song or two songs with Post Malone, and they're talking about going on tour with that, like Nirvana with Post Malone instead of Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. Someone dies,
it's gonna go like down and out, down out. My mama called, said she see me. Shy.
I could do the Nirvana part. Down and out.
My mama called, said she on TV. Ever since I was young. Ever since I was young.
And it lights out.
Is this one more?
I'd buy it.
That sounds like one of them mashups you'd see on YouTube back in the day.
Was that really fucking annoying?
This podcast going is just really annoying.
Is it?
In general, yeah.
Some people like it.
Yeah, but if you don't like it,
I'm sorry, what song was that supposed to be?
It's supposed to be a
mashup
between Smells Like Teen Spirit and They Say Congratulations. Not that Post Malone song. I think it's called Congratulations. Or
I was something Vacation.
It was very annoying.
I wanted to
give us another Post Malone song then.
No, I don't want to continue this.
Did you know Tony Hawk's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Frances Bean Cobain.
Imagine Tony Hawk and Kurt Cobain being your granddads.
Sick. That'd be class.
You'd have to be a rocker.
Yeah.
You'd have to be. Imagine you just grew up and he was just an accountant. Ugh.
Shy crack.
What a legacy. What a disappointing legacy.
Continue the legacy, pal. What are you doing working in a bank?
Get the skateboard out, man.
Come on.
Get the lights on. Act contagious. And here we are now. Entertainers. To go back to the person's question, I'd rather step into the band that was already successful rather than be the person that steps out.
But you can never fill the shoes.
That's fine.
Like, imagine you're doing your tour of wherever.
Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of the screaming, adoring fans are screaming for the other four and they're like, ugh, Asia, man. He can't fill Darren's shoes.
They wouldn't hate me. Would they hate
why
me?
Why am I in the band?
Oh, what? Like, you think this...
Why is he replacing me? Was I in the band?
It makes the story more easily... Look how it impacted him. Oh. He got it when I said your name.
What's the name of the band?
The Influencers.
Satan's Cock. The Influencers. Sure.
The Social Influencers.
And.
Yeah, that'd be great. So long as he didn't fucking hate me. Not filling someone's boots is one thing. But like 1,000 adoring fans saying, oh, that fucking McGuckin fella. They just cut me from the band. They hated me.
No, I think that's the whole point of the question.
Is it a band over the hill? And no. Maybe in this universe, I've died.
No, this band is still going strong.
Me with Joe. Oh, it's still going strong. Not the way like Queen, obviously Freddie Mercury's not here anymore. And you replace him with like Adam Levine. And
they got like, what, 20 years after TDI?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Is this like years later?
Oh, sorry. No, this is not. This is
Frozen or something.
You walk off to become the Robbie Williams.
So I'm like, oh, fuck this. I can do this on my own. I'm going to fucking, I want all the money.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And this might seem like an obvious question at the start. So think about it first. If they were remaking, I was going to say Father Ted, but I won't say Father Ted because we won't go there.
Why?
Because cancel culture and all that shit. I want to think of something squeaky clean. If they were to remake the UK Office and they were looking for a David Brent and they said, Darren.
I wouldn't be the man for that.
But they said, we want you to be that man. Would you take it?
You'd completely butcher it. Like, you'd be fucking stamped forever as a fucking prick. Like.
But how do you turn it down? Like, how do you say no to something like that? And you know that it's only going to get one season. I'm telling you now, only gets one season. You make loads of money, but it kills like
the legacy.
It dumps. Yeah, it's shit. Like,
I feel like that's the only job you're ever going to get again.
Probably.
Unless it just become a parody of it, like, and like own it, like, you know. And
yeah.
Just like afterwards, like, just go on podcasts and stuff and say, fuck it.
Yeah. Like, I was a listener question on the podcast. So
you're just on T.O. Vaughan. Like, fuck it. Like,
let's say it was Father Ted. We're remaking Father Ted and Ardal O'Hanlon is reprising his role as Dougal, but obviously there's no Father Ted because Dermot Morgan said, Darren Conway, we want you to be the new Father Ted.
Well, not the new Ted, like a new priest.
No. We want you to be the new Father Ted. We just put a bit of grey in your hair.
I wouldn't do it.
It's you and two other sketch comedians are going to play.
Oh, it'd be a disaster. It would be a fucking disaster.
It would. But would you really turn it down? It's like, it's Channel 4 come to you and they're going.
I swear to God I would.
The first episode of this is going to get like 20 million viewers.
The way my head is, I couldn't deal with the backlash of that.
Would you say no?
I'd say no, yeah. I'd say, look, thank you, but I'm like, I just go, I don't think you should be doing this.
I think you're making a big mistake.
Forget about me. I'm trying to think of a bigger picture for everyone here. I just maybe not do this.
What if they made a new season of Love Hate, like the rumours?
I would do that.
And they, but
They were like, we want you to play an age and put a ball cap on.
The head honcho of all the gangs.
I'd be unreal at that.
Really?
I'd win an ifty if that came to my lap.
Oh, he would never be able to take you seriously.
I could.
As a big gangster, like.
Yeah.
I'd be just like, that's Darren Conway.
What's up, bud? All right, yeah. I'll clip you, I will, yeah. Do you not think I could do it?
Not the late. Like, I think it could be a gangster, and I think it could be a character.
I think I'd go full.
You could be a Fran.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'd buy it as like the niche.
Like a John Boy.
Yeah.
We'll be having chips for our tea. That's all I'd have to say. You wouldn't be able to take me seriously saying that. We'll be having chips for our tea.
Be interesting.
Okay.
It's an interesting question. I like that question.
On the subject of crime, Kian wants to know, what's the worst but funniest thing you've ever seen someone else do? So he clarifies, this is not bad crime, more funny ha-ha, but maybe crime. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Kind of borderline inappropriate, sort of.
Yeah.
What's the... You know on the keys, the courts there with the big gate?
Dublin City Council.
Is that the council or is... It's like the with the foreground in it and it's like on the keys, on the...
There's a few buildings. It could be the forecourts.
I think it's the forecourts.
Could be the customs house. There's a few buildings.
I remember years ago, I was... I don't know if I was in the workman's or something like that and... You know like when you're just like fucking walking through town just, you know, just drunk like... And there was just this fellow with us and he just climbed up on the gate like and over and went into the forecourts and he was just like laughing and all. We were just like keeled over a lap. We didn't even know this fellow. He was just like a randomer who was like walking along. I just thought it was funny because like he didn't know us and we didn't know him, but he just done that like, do you know what I mean? Clip that. That's real good content.
All right, Joe. You're up. Beat that, Joe. Fella climbing over the fence. What do you got?
No, I suppose one of them you had to be there moments, you know.
The first thing that came to my head was the
climbing a fence. Wow.
What you do that for?
What do you want me to say? Sacred, you can't cross that fucking railing like. I just thought it was funny. It's top and all was ripping. It's just, I should have went into the detail about it. Trousers and all were falling off.
Oh yeah? See now, if you told us that.
I like jock. Like when people get jocked in public, that's always fucking funny. A friend of mine...
At a certain age, like in school. If someone jocked you now, like as a da, like... Do you know what I mean?
That would be so much more funny. Imagine someone jocked me, man. Imagine I was out there with you in the smoking area and Owen came behind me and just pulled me pants down.
You wouldn't get them down.
That's why men wear buckles now.
I tell you, I'm a fucking... If anyone wanted to ever jock me, you'd get me in 2 seconds.
You are so vulnerable.
I'm so jockable.
Yeah.
That's why I could never... That's why I made the switch from cotton bottoms to jeans because it was rampant. Jocking people was rampant. Everyone was at it and no one was safe. No one was safe from
nothing worse than standing in the yard in school and you get jocked with a chicken fillet roll in your hand.
Or cutting people going around cutting people's school bags open with the blades from a perla. That's like, fucking, that's a good one. You got me, but now I need a new school bag.
People used to fucking jock people in school and stand on their trousers on the centre and they're just like in the air flapping like all boys' school as well. A bit weird.
A friend of mine, now this, I don't know if this wasn't funny, but it kind of was. He said, we were on our way home from town and we were walking by the Liffey. One of my mates says, yeah, I dare you to jump into the Liffey and swim to the other side. And he goes, for how much? He says, for a fiver. And he took his top off. This is at 2 o'clock in the morning, like. And he jumped into the Liffey and swam to the other side. And it was hilarious. Very funny. I don't recommend it. Don't think people should do that. But at the time, it was very funny.
That's one of them things where you hurt yourself from laughing. Not that way when it's just like your body is just aching you from laugh.
Like you can't breathe.
I love them moments.
And they the best.
Love laughing like that.
Do you remember going into like a HMV or a Tower Records and they'd have an album on display and you could listen to the album with the headphones? We used to go in and we used to stick the headphones on and just like sing the song really loud as if we thought nobody could hear us. Just like, I'm a genie in a bottle, gotta love you right. If you want to be...
Could you imagine how annoying that would have been for adults?
Yeah.
Because you're only a kid, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just think how, like, think now if you were in HMV and there was a lot of kids doing that, you know, with your kids, you're just like, fucking dopes, like.
Yeah. But that's all I see on TikTok is
that. So say sorry.
No. I regret nothing.
See you later.
All the best.